assim.
Não leva Cezinho. Welcome to our opening event for this season. My name is Lori Whitman, and I serve as the president of the board of Community Arts Program. Tonight, we bring you Fall Choral Fest, Requiem of Hope, featuring Dan Forrest's Requiem for the Living. We performed this a couple of years ago at the Warsaw High School Performing Arts Center, and were accompanied by a small orchestra and an organ. Shortly after that, several of our choir members traveled to Carnegie Hall to perform the same work with hundreds of others, conducted by Dr. Pearl Shankwine. We knew then we had to bring her here so our entire community choir could benefit and learn from this master. It took 2 years of planning, and she is finally here with us. What an experience this weekend has been. We rehearsed right here Thursday evening and Friday evening and all afternoon today. I know I can speak for all of our singers, which includes Community Arts Program's Community Choir, Grace College Lancer Chorus, Manchester University, Warsaw High School, and several community members, that we truly appreciate the way Dr. Pearl polished us and challenged us and stretched us in ways we could not have predicted. Please turn in your programs as I point out a few items of interest. Could we have the house lights, please? First of all, thank you to our many sponsors who purchased advertising in our booklet. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we truly could not put together our season without these wonderful businesses and individuals. So please take time to browse the ads and support these businesses when you have a chance. Inside the front cover on page one, there are several ways you can support Community Arts Programs and help us continue to celebrate all the arts in Kosciuszko County, including our endowment fund held at Kosciuszko County Community Foundation. Page six is a list of individual donations and grants we have been given this season. We're very, very grateful for all of those. Pages seven and eight explain our organization's mission and list our board members who work tirelessly to keep CAP running, as well as our valued staff and volunteers who are on our front lines. Page 10 introduces you to Dan Forrest, our featured composer. Page 11 is in memory of dear Ethel Anderson, the wife of our founder, Reverend Richard Anderson. Ethel went to be with the Lord last month. She had a great influence in the music world here in Kosciuszko County, and especially with CAP. Please enjoy pages 13 and 14, featuring our outstanding staff members. And page 18 highlights our performing artists for this evening. And finally, way at the back, page 33 shows a list of upcoming events you will want to make note of in your calendars. There are a lot of really good things there. Now, inside each program was a white page insert. Would you please take that out? During the second half of tonight's performance, you may use this sheet to enhance your experience of the Requiem for the Living, which will be sung in Latin. We have provided the English translation of each of the five music movements for your enjoyment. The Requiem is a very old traditional work, normally to pray for the dead. However, Dan Forrest turned his work into the story of our fallen earth and the hope we have in our Creator and our Savior Jesus Christ. It is full of praise and worship to our holy God. You will be moved by the harmonies, the dynamics, and the words, even though they're in Latin. Because, as Dr. Pearl put it yesterday, spirit speaks to spirit. On a personal note, last night, at the close of our rehearsal, Dr. Shenron invited singers to open the cover of our scores and write the name of a loved one who had passed on. After we did that, she encouraged us to imagine we are bringing them on stage with us tonight and singing this to them. Tears rolled down my cheeks as I thought of my dear friend, who had passed on way too early. She has found hope and the peace that comes from knowing Jesus Christ and trusting in our Savior, and she is resting with Him forever in heaven. All right, please turn to page 9 and follow along for Fall Choral Fest Requiem of Hope. First, we present a few selections from our choirs, and then we join the Symphony of the Lakes in Requiem for the Living. The text of My Heart Shall Sing, drawn out of Luke 1, 46-55, invites us to keep walking the path of love, extending peace to those we need to meet and to the places our journeys take us. It speaks into the unrest, confusion, hatred, and destruction that mark our times, calling us to live as bearers of light and hope. We long for justice to see things made right in our lives, our cities, and among the nations. True justice will come, wiping away every tear, making the weak strong, silencing the loud, and defeating the strong. Our hearts resonate and sing when truth draws near to us. The unseen shall be seen, and the unheard shall be heard.
My heart shall sing.
Prayer of the Children, Kurt Messer. Kurt Messer's Prayer of the Children gives musical voice to children displaced by war, longing for home, safety, and peace amid pain and loss. In their cries, the song finds hope in the one who listens and brings light into darkness. The composer says, "Over the years, I've written many songs with melodies more memorable, lyrics more poetic, and harmonies richer. But none of my compositions has had the kind of rich and emotional effect of the Prayer of the Children. Ironically, I never intended to publish the song at all. I wrote it out of frustration over the horrendous civil war and ethnic cleansing taking place in the former country of Yugoslavia. One night, I began channeling these deep feelings into a wordless melody. Then, little by little, I heard words, 'Can you hear? Can you feel?' I started with these feelings, sensations that the children struggling to live in this difficult time might be feeling. Serbian, Croatian, and Bosnian children all felt the same feelings of confusion and sadness. And it was for them that I was writing this song."
Thank you.
Lord of the Song, Dan Morris. Joanna Anderson wrote a poem entitled Lord of the Song and shared it with composer Dan Morris, who happened to be working on a commission in memory of Erin Huger, a 12-year-old girl from College Station, Texas, who had died of cancer. Dan found that Joanna's words beautifully matched the spirit of the project and sent them to a tender, expressive melody. The resulting piece has since been performed across the United States and abroad. Its poetic text speaks for God's love of all people, regardless of circumstance, offering hope, encouragement, and assurance to those who may feel overlooked or alone.
Thank you.
Sing Your Way Home, Joseph M. Quentin. Sing Your Way Home conveys a sense of returning home and the joy of being there. The lyrics suggest that by singing, one can drive away shadows and memories, creating a sense of peace and nostalgia. Whether it is singing spontaneously or within groups of people singing intentionally together, singing brings lightness and joy to our beings. The melody of Going Home, quoted in Sing Your Way Home, originates from the Largo theme of Antonin Dvorak, Symphony No. 9 in E minor. Though often mistaken for a traditional spiritual, it is in fact an original melody. Dvorak student William Thomas Fisher later adapted it, wrote the lyrics in 1922, and a new American traditional song was born. Sing Your Way Home at the close of the day. Sing Your Way Home, drive the shadows away. Smile every mile, from wherever you roam, it will brighten your road, it will lighten your load, if you sing your way.
We would take a short little bit of a break. Don't Don't go away.
A little bit of break. Musicians will come back up to get into the orchestra to prepare for Requiem for a Hope. And Requiem for a Hope. And so, talk with your neighbor, meet a new friend, and you'll know when we'll start. The second part of the book.
But because our youth choir is not involved in this concert, I was able to join Vocal Vision, and it has been a joy to be part of this experience as a choir member. Being under the tutelage of our own Dr. Artis Faber, and then this weekend under Dr. Carl Shang Kwan, has been an amazing experience. Both conductors work with grace and patience with our mixed talent choir. And they have the ability to bring sounds out of our group that we didn't even know we could make. And because Pearl has worked closely with Dan Forrest, the composer of Requiem for the Living, she has an intimate and unique perspective of the piece, which she brought to us. I first met Dr. Shang Kwan in 2011 at Calvin College in Grand Rapids, Michigan, when my daughter was a student and sang in the women's chorale under Pearl. I could see then that Pearl was a top-notch musician who demanded excellence of her students, but who also earned high respect and praise from them because she treated them with respect. When Pearl agreed to come to Winona Lake and work with our choirs, I knew I had to be part of the group. Dr. Shang Kwan keeps a very busy schedule of conducting and teaching all over the world. She often would tell me in an email, "Well, I'm off to Australia, or off to China, or just returning from Europe." And we are so pleased she agreed to come to our little part of the world and share her musical expertise with us, but at the same time demand high quality of our musicianship. And she did it all with love and grace. Please help me welcome Dr. Pearl Shang Kwan to the podium.
Gone on, but also for those living.
In the books of the choir members are names of people they have lost. And we sing, we perform this work tonight in their loving memory, and it is in that spirit that I invite you to listen and ask you to listen, to bring to mind and hold in your heart anyone you have lost. The entire work is entirely written in Latin. It's from the Roman Latin Rite, but also new text that Dr. Forrest has put in their other biblical texts, not in the Roman Latin Rite. So if you are able to see, I suggest that you follow along in your program. This request, this plea for peace and for rest, finally receives its answer in the only English words you will hear out of this 40-minute work tonight. And may that answer give us peace. May that answer give us rest. The final chord, the final word, is held over many number of measures. And it is that one word, peace, Pacha.
Thank you. Thank you.